The people of Western Ukraine, long seen as far from the front lines, are no longer safe. Russia's powerful Oreshnik hypersonic missile struck the city of Lviv over the weekend, marking just the second known use of the weapon in the war. The missile is capable of carrying nuclear warheads, though Ukrainian officials say none were used in this attack. Still, the strike alarmed Lviv's mayor, Andriy Sadovyi. This is the first time in history that Lviv has been hit by a ballistic missile, the mayor says. He explains the weapon can travel up to 13,000 kilometers per hour, some 8,000 miles an hour. Thank God there were no victims, he adds, but critical infrastructure was damaged.
Слава Богу, що немає жертв. Так, є руйнування, це об'єкт критичної інфраструктури.
The attack was seen as a warning to neighboring NATO military alliance countries, including Poland. Russian state media claimed the Oreshnik could reach a Polish airbase in about 11 minutes and NATO headquarters in Brussels in 17. The United Nations Security Council is now meeting at Ukraine's request, with Kiev accusing Russia of flagrant violations of the UN Charter. Ukrainian officials say the hypersonic strike was part of a wave of Russian attacks since Friday, involving thousands of drones and dozens of missiles hitting Kiev and other regions. Ukraine responded with strikes of its own, including in Russia's Belgorod region, where authorities say some 600,000 residents were left without electricity, heating or water. Casualties were reported on both sides, while millions of civilians now face freezing temperatures without basic services. Despite the escalation, Britain says it has not given up hope for peace, with its defense minister pledging in Kiev about $270 million to help prepare a multinational force for Ukraine if a ceasefire is reached. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.